理课堂听 class.com。
Unit 18. 511. Payment by LC is our method of trade in such commodities. 512. Our usual terms of payment are by an irrevocable LC to be established in the seller's favor through the Bank of China. 513. For exports, we usually adopt irrevocable letters of credit available by seller's documentary drafts at sight. 514.We usually make payment by letters of credit or adopt some other modes of payment, such as immediate payment, deferred payment, and payment by installments. 515. We have opened an LC in your favor through the Bank of China for an amount of £17,000 to cover the full CIF value of our order number 754. 516. We will start the payment in half a year.And all the amount will be cleared off within 3 years by 6 installments. 517. We prefer to have the payment made by LC through a negotiating bank in Sweden. 518. Payment shall be made by us after receipt of the shipping documents specified in Clause 10 of this contract. 519. We shall open a letter of credit in your favor to be settled in U.S. dollars.520. We agree to accept goods in 3 shipments, and you may draw on us at 60 DS from the date of dispatch of each shipment. 521. Could you make an exception in our case and accept DP or DA? 522. I hope you would leave us some leeway in terms of payment. 523. Would you agree to a 60-day credit period? 524.Because of the money problem, I hope that you can allow us to pay in installments with the first payment after delivery. Then we'll pay you the rest once a month. 525. We are having some trouble in receiving payment, so we want to ask if we could defer payment until the end of the month. 526. We prefer payment after delivery because these goods are very expensive. 527.We hope to pay by bill of exchange at 30 DS. 528. We hope you can accept payment in other currencies, except in U.S. dollars. 529. We shall be very happy if you can grant us an extension of 2 weeks. 530. We ask to put off the time of our payment 3 months later to facilitate the capital turnover.